This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, January 11th, 2010, or 2010. I keep doing that. Damn it. And I'm recording with my iPod Nano because it seems to be the easiest way to do a podcast these days. And I'm fighting with my new program, Socialite. I loved it for a week or so, but now I'm having issues with it. And if you're not familiar with it, then nothing I tell you would make any sense, so I'm not going to bore you with the details of why I'm upset with it. Anyway, today's Monday, so I usually tell you about the weekend. And on Friday, the boyfriend came over to my house. Actually, this whole weekend he was at my house. And Friday night, I made dinner for him. What did I make? Oh, yeah, pasta with red sauce and meat red sauce. And I guess we had some bread. And I think that's all. And basically, we just enjoyed our Friday evening having a couple bottles of wine. Sitting around watching TV and chatting and catching up on each other's weeks, as we usually do on a Friday. So nothing new there. But it's always enjoyable when the boyfriend comes over. Then on Saturday, we had plans to go to wineries, so got up, made breakfast, showered, dressed, got ready to go, made some lunch to take with us. We went to 4 wineries, one that was brand new to us that we had not been to before, and it ended up being really nice. They had some really nice wines. We were the only ones in the tasting room, beautiful tasting room. Had a really, really nice experience, got to meet the owner, and just really had a good time. The wines just were really good. They were, they were just a little pricey. They could have been, $2 or $3 cheaper, and I would have bought more. But, one of their bottles was like $40, and that was just way out of our range. We did not buy that one. But anyway, that was actually a really good winery, really nice wines, and good experience. And the second winery we've been to before, and so we just did a regular tasting, had our lunch, and stayed for a little while. But the winemaker or the owners were not there, so we didn't get to chat with anybody there. But the third winery we went to, the winemaker was there, and he took us down to the wine cellar and let us taste a wine that's going to be bottled soon. And then the fourth winery was just awful. Their wines are terrible. We will not be writing about that one. And, I mean, I was dumping half the taste because I would have like 3 drops and then I'm like, oh, this is nasty, and I would pour the rest in the dump bucket because it was just so bad. But we had a really good day. We spent the entire day doing the wineries and eating our lunch and just having a really good time and just really enjoyed it because we haven't been to wineries since December 6th. I was keeping track. So more than a month we hadn't been to a winery. So that's what we did pretty much on Saturday. And then Saturday evening, we had some filet mignon and some rice pilaf for dinner, with some more wine, of course. And we watched Watchmen on TV. I think that was Saturday. Wasn't that Saturday night? Because I wrote about that on my blog about seeing Watchmen. And I posted on my blog, but when did I write that? I wrote it on Sunday, so yeah, we must have seen it on Saturday. I wrote about it on my blog because I thought it was an interesting movie, the way we saw so many references to history, and they had a black Macintosh SE-30 on the desk of one of the superheroes, and they kept showing the Twin Towers in the background of all the, in all these backdrop pictures and stuff. Anyway, as I've said on the blog, I have adopted Mark's, from Running with Blue Sponge, his rating scale for movies, and I gave it 3 A's. A's being the rating, because, Mark, I'm sorry, I'm being distracted. Mark uses sponges. And he gives his movies sponges from 1 to 5. So anyway, so we watched Watchmen, and the boyfriend actually thought it was kind of depressing and violent, and it was violent, and it was, I don't think it was depressing, though, but it was definitely violent. Anyway, so then we ended up going to bed because we were tired. I'm trying to think, did we watch something else, another movie or something? But no, I don't think we did. Or maybe I was watching part of 27 Dresses, which I thought was a cute movie. I don't know. Anyway, so we watched that and then went to bed. And then Sunday was quite a different day. We had plans to have a photo shoot, and I was going to, well, it happened, I shouldn't say we planned to. We had a masseur come over, a guy who does massages, come over and set up his table in my photography studio, aka my dining room. And he gave the boyfriend a massage, and I took pictures. I know that sounds kinky, but it's not anything like that. I took pictures of the guy doing massage on the boyfriend. But it wasn't, like, erotic or anything like that. I was trying to get, which I don't know that I necessarily succeeded, but I was trying to get pictures of, like, the hands massaging skin and body parts. But I don't think I was very successful at it. I'm going to post some of the pictures in the male nude section. Not very many, because there weren't very many good ones. I think we're going to do it again sometime, because this next time I have to photograph the things I want differently. This time, I just kind of let the guy I said, go ahead and do your massage, and I'm going to, you know, walk around and take pictures, you know, while you're doing it. And I thought I had enough light coming in from the dining room window to not have to use a tripod or my remote control switch or whatever. But when I went to look at the pictures, many of them were out of focus, and like they were like action shots because he was moving quickly enough and there wasn't enough light enough to capture the speed, even though I had raised the ASA, I forget what it's called, isn't it ASA, up to a certain level. But anyway, I got some decent pictures out, and I'll be posting them in the male nudes section of the website. Plus, I might put one or two on this post on the website. So if you're listening to this without going to the website, go to the website and check out the pictures that I'm talking about, and tell me what you think. Because I don't know how good they are. So we did that, and that took a couple hours. Now here's the bad part. Literally, the second the guy started to do his massage, I got a nosebleed. And I could not get my nose to stop bleeding. I have sinuses that are crazy, and it's very dry here, and I had the heat turned on, and when I have the dry heat going, my sinuses like shrink up or crack or something, and I got a nosebleed, and I could not get the damn thing to stop bleeding for a good 20 minutes, and it was driving me crazy. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have the boyfriend take me to the hospital. I can't get his nose to stop bleeding. I was getting all panicky the whole time while the boyfriend's laying on the table getting a nice massage, and I'm trying to deal with my nosebleed. Well, it did eventually stop, and then I was able to do my photographs, take pictures and stuff, so yeah. Then after that was done and he left, we watched a little TV, and that 27 Dresses was on again, so I watched a couple more minutes of that, and then we took our nip-a-nap, our snuggle nap, for a little while, and then the boyfriend went home, and then I did laundry and my usual Sunday afternoon stuff. So that was our weekend. It was a very nice weekend. Now I see I have a tweet that I have to reply to. I've been tweeting back and forth with Davey Dangerous about things, and but I'll have to wait until this podcast is over before I reply back to him. Anyway, so that was the weekend. It was very nice, and I have other things on my list two Sarah Palin-related things, which I found very interesting and a huge waste of the media's time. The first one is that she says, in that new book that Game Change, I think it's called, by, I can't think of the guys who did it. Excuse me. That was hot chocolate because I just had a cup of hot chocolate before I sat down here. Anyway, Sarah Palin's, I just burped again. Sarah Palin said in that book, Game Change, or someone quoted her as saying that her being picked for the vice presidency was in God's plan. Well, it must have been in God's plan for them to lose the election because clearly it didn't, it wasn't a benefit to have her on the ticket. I just found that hilarious that she said it was God's plan for her to be picked for VP. That's just, I mean, it's so out there, crazy. Like God has, if there was one, would he have any time to think about you, Sarah Palin? That is what I think is very egotistical. And then, of course, you probably heard today that Miss Palin is going to be on Fox News. Surprise, surprise, duh, of course that's going to happen. She, I guess her people announced that she will be appearing on Fox News shows from time to time with her commentary on whatever the topic at hand is. Now, I can't wait to see her first appearance. And will she be in any kind of a debate situation? Because, you know, she'll fail. She probably won't. She will just be spewing the Republican far-right line of garbage. I'm sure that will be her thing. And, you know, Fox News just loves to parade the people out there who spew the right-wing shit. So she'll be part of it. Good for you, Miss Palin. Whatever. I hope they're paying you well. Now, let me tell you another story. So, I think I've mentioned this before. This year in my class, I have got, I think there are four Mormons in my class. Yes, Mormons. I don't know if I told this story or not, but they all, four of them, live on the same street, and they are all very good friends. They might even live, well, I know a couple of them live right next door to each other. And the whole situation with these four people reminds me of Big Love. Well, last night on HBO season, I think it was season four, of Big Love started, and it reminded me of all these Mormons I have at school. Well, today, the weirdest thing happened. One of these Mormon kids, when the kids were getting ready to go home, and they were getting their backpacks out, and they were getting their, you know, their coats and stuff, I was picking up chairs and, you know, doing kind of putting chairs up on the table and stuff so the custodians could clean the floor. Anyway, this kid comes out of his out of the coat room with his backpack, and he takes out a book, and he puts it on my desk, and the book is the Book of Mormon. And I didn't know at that time because I was across the room. I thought, oh, isn't that sweet? He's going to give me a book. And then I went over to the desk and I saw what the title on the front of the book was, the Book of Mormon. And I said to him, I said, why are you giving me this book? Because I wanted to. And I said, wait, does your mom know you're giving it to me? Oh, yes. She said I could give it to you. And I said, why are you giving it to me? Because I just think there's some things in here you could learn about. I was like, what the fuck? Well, not in front of him. I didn't say that. But I gave him the book. I gave the book back to him and said, oh, thank you so much, but I do not want this book. Take it back home and tell your mother I don't want it. So we'll see if there's any fallout of that. But holy crap, what is this woman doing, having her kid proselytize for the Mormon church, putting a Book of Mormon on my desk like I'm looking for a religion or something? Oh, Jesus Christ. That's funny, saying Jesus Christ. No, I just think it's hilarious that this kid, I mean, the kid obviously had nothing to do with it. The mother probably had an extra copy of the Book of Mormon and must have, I don't know what. I found the whole thing bizarre. Why would you give your teacher the Book of Mormon? It was absolutely bizarre. And the thing is that the three other kids who are Mormons, one of them was another boy, and his desk is close to mine. He said, oh, I know about that book. I was like, oh, of course you do. But I wonder if they have any kind of Big Love situation going on, because at one point, Actually, it was the kid who gave me the book. His mother's mother had passed away, and his mother was out of town for the funeral, and the father was writing a note to me, actually to the kid, saying, "Don't take the bus," or "When you get off the bus," he wrote, "Sister Sarah will pick you up at the bus stop." And I asked him, I said, "Who's Sister Sarah?" And the little girl who lives next door to them, she said, "Oh, that's my mother." And I was like, "Oh God, that is a big love situation," because the Sister Sarah is going to pick up another kid in a different family, quote unquote family. Anyway, I don't know why I'm going on about this. This whole Mormon thing is so bizarre with these kids at school. They're all very close. They all know each other. They do things together. It's just like, I swear, it's just like Big Love, except I don't know for sure if they're all sleeping together, because they all do have fathers and mothers in the house. It's not like one guy has three different mothers like them, but it's just really bizarre, just bizarre. All right, now the last thing I have today is to tell you about a new podcast. It's called, oh, there goes my chair making that noise. It's called Pink Wheel Nuts, and it's put out by Ange in BC. Well, that's who I know him to be. I found out about this because I got a Twitter request, and now I'm trying to look for the email, because there it is. The Faye Driver is actually how he's just identifying himself. But I think it's Ange in BC, because when I listened to the first episode, he said, "This is Ange in BC. I should..." Where is that? Pink Wheel Nuts. Let me... okay, that should have worked. There we go. Yes, now let's stop that one. Anyway, so I think it's Ange in BC, and his very first podcast is only like three or four minutes long, something like that. At least I'm pretty sure it's Ange in BC, because I just listened to it this morning. Let me go ahead and play this. Turn up the volume here. And let's see if he says it. Ooh, that's loud. I don't remember there being music at the beginning of that. Oh yeah, there it was. Stop. Let me play that again and go back just a little bit. Listen to this. He just said, "This is Ange in BC." Here it comes.
Okay, so this is Ange in BC.
Did you hear that? It said, "This is Ange in BC." That's a listener of mine who has at least been a listener for many years, and he actually thanks me on his podcast. So I want you to go over to Pink Wheel Nuts. Is it pinkwheelnuts.com or .org? I don't know. Pink Wheel... I'm typing it in, Wheel Nuts. I think it's .com. Oops, hit my elbow on the table. It is. It's pinkwheelnuts.com. Go over there and subscribe to the podcast. He just, I think just today, got into iTunes. So you can either search on iTunes or go to the website and get the RSS feed and put it into iTunes. But anyway, he likes cars, so he talks about cars a lot. And he talks about, well, he has a partner, and you hear about him a little bit. And, well, he's got three episodes, so go over there and check out Pink Wheel Nuts. I'm really surprised to see that, and only because I got all excited because I know Ange in BC from he's a listener from my show. So I was like, oh my gosh, another listener who's started his own podcast. So go over there and give him some pod love and listen to his podcast, and then leave some comments for him. It's pinkwheelnuts.com. So good for you, Ange in BC, or the Faye Driver. I'm not sure which one you want to go by now, but yeah, so there you go. All right, well, boys and girls, that is all I have today. I'm hoping for some snow tomorrow morning, but it's good. Well, I would love it to have delayed opening of school, but it's not going to be nearly that much. I think we're only going to get a dusting. If that, it may even only be snowflakes. Anyway, that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.